Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast. We give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. And let me first take a moment to thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what I have to say. I think you'll find it very interesting, today's research, and very, very telling as to what we can do to live a little bit longer. Before I go any further, let me thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. Some quick housekeeping here. If you're looking for a transcript of a timestamp of today's podcast, you can head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Across the top, you'll see a button and a drop down for podcasts. Click on that. It'll give you access to any one of our now 286 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. A promising reason exposed why the heart ages. Today, we're delving into the fascinating world of cardiovascular health, aging, and transformative power of exercise. Our spotlight is on groundbreaking research from Tufts University School of Medicine, where scientists are unraveling the mysteries of how our hearts and arteries change as we age. Hearts are super important muscle in the body, probably the most important muscle in the body. So the more we know and understand how it ages, the better we'll be able to combat it to live longer, healthier lives. So picture this. With every heartbeat, our circulatory system is hard at work, pumping blood through our arteries and nourishing our bodies with oxygen and nutrients. But as we age, this intricate system can face challenges. Research from Tufts University School of Medicine are shedding light on why our cardiovascular health evolves and how exercise can be a game changer. Now, let's talk about stiffening arteries. We all heard about it. We know somebody's habit, but we know that our blood vessels lose their flexibility over time. This rigidity makes it tougher for blood to flow smoothly, leading to increased blood pressure and stress on the heart, rising the risk of heart disease and heart failure. Well, here's a surprising twist. Estrogen appears to have a protective effect on the cardiovascular system, especially in women. Research in mice, I know we talk about animals all the time, but mice can be many times correlated over to human beings, but this research suggests that understanding the role of estrogen receptors could pave the way for novel therapeutic options. Take a quick look at plaque and inflammation. Cholesterol deposits or plaque can build up on the inside of our arteries over time. Young females seem to be protected from heart attacks and strokes due to less inflammation in their plaques and throughout those arteries. However, as we age, our cardiovascular system becomes more prone to inflammation, increasing the risk of heart-related issues. Researchers have revealed a link between mineralocorticoid receptor and aging blood vessels. I don't want to get too deep into the science here, but what they're suggesting is that blocking this receptor may halt signals of vascular aging. More research needs to be done, just brand new research, but more needs to be done to see if there's ways to slow vascular aging. And if we can do that, we can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. As we know, heart disease now has been the number one killer for more than a century. This is according to the 2024 heart disease and stroke statistics by the American Heart Association. A century now, we haven't figured this out. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for men, women, and the people of most racial and ethnic groups in the United States. Think about this. One person every 33 seconds in the United States dies from cardiovascular disease. This podcast could last 10 minutes. That would be what? 33 passed away. 33 people could have passed away while I'm just doing this little broadcast. That's a staggering number. Research is great, but how do we utilize it? How do we put it into our everyday lives? You might be wondering how we can keep our hearts healthy as we age. Well, first, we want to embrace a diet. Embrace a diet and a dietary pattern rich in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and proteins from sources like fish, lean poultry, plant-based options, all things we've listened to and heard before. We read about it all the time. Make some changes here. Lifestyle choices such as avoiding smoking, staying active, managing stress, and getting enough sleep also plays a crucial role in maintaining cardiovascular health. Here's the thing. It's not just about aging gracefully. It's about being proactive. Do something about this. Adopting a heart-healthy lifestyle early on is key, acting as a positive influence for future generations, for our children, for our grandchildren. Make some changes here. Obviously, the last century, we're not getting it done. Of course, here's the exciting part. Exercise, specifically strength training, anaerobic exercise, which could be considered HIIT training a little bit, and aerobic conditioning have been proven to improve arterial flexibility. Research from institutions like Harvard Medical School and the American College of Sports Medicine support the idea of regular exercise. It helps maintain vascular health, making arteries more adaptable and reducing the risk of age-related dysfunction. As we age, our cardiovascular system becomes more prone to inflammation, increasing the risk of heart-related issues. And regular exercise has been shown to reduce inflammation in the cardiovascular system. Again, studies published in the Journal of Applied Physiology and American Journal of Cardiology highlight how consistent physical activity can suppress inflammation, contributing to a healthier vascular environment. So you got strength training, you got anaerobic conditioning, you got aerobic workouts, each contribute uniquely to improving the cardiovascular system and reducing inflammation. So let's take a quick look at each one specifically, what the benefits are and what we can do to try to change our lifestyles so that we can reduce our risk for cardiovascular disease. Again, the number one killer the last century. For strength training, it improves arterial function. A study published in the American Journal of Cardiology found that resistance training enhances arterial stiffness and function. As individuals engage in strength training, blood vessels experience increased flexibility and improved ability to expand and contract, leading to a better blood flow. I love the idea of strength training because you're able to function better as we get older as well. Sure, it's great to go for a walk, but that's not going to get you stronger. It's not going to help you be able to actually function, get up and down the stairs, get up or down off the ground, play with your grandchildren, play pickleball, whatever it might be. I'm a huge proponent of strength training. But strength training also reduces inflammation. You may not know this. The American College of Sports Medicine highlights research showing that resistance training can have an anti-inflammatory effect. Regular strength training sessions may help decrease levels of pro-inflammatory markers, contributing to a healthier cardiovascular environment. So you say, how much do we need to do? What do I need to do? Well, according to the American College of Sports Medicine, ACSM, they recommend a strength training program should be performed a minimum of twice a week on non-consecutive days, meaning let's get 48 hours rest in there, like Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, something like that. And they recommend you need to do at least one set of 8 to 12 repetitions. That means you do that exercise 8 to 12 repetitions. And if you're a little bit older, maybe you're frail or you're not comfortable yet, 10 to 15 repetitions. I know from working with people over the years now, 30 years, some odd now, yeah, over 30 years, that, yeah, one set to failure, but over time, your body will get bored with that and your mind will get bored with that. So you need to make some changes. You need to make some changes in repetition range and sets that you do and things like that. But if you're not doing anything, at least get started with one set of 8 to 10, 12 repetitions. Hit all the major muscle groups. Then we come to anaerobic conditioning. It enhances heart function. High-intensity interval training, a form of anaerobic conditioning, has been shown to improve cardiac function. A study in the Journal of Applied Physiology demonstrates that HIIT can increase stroke volume and cardiac output, indicating improved heart function. It also reduces inflammation. So research published in the European Journal of Applied Physiology indicates that anaerobic exercise can lead to decrease in the inflammatory markers. The study suggests that short-term high-intensity exercise may suppress inflammation, providing benefits for cardiovascular health. So you may think like HIIT training needs to be this hard, heavy stuff where like I'm exhausted, I can't breathe, and you're just killing yourself. No, it doesn't need to be that. You can just go out on the street and hit a hill and get your heart rate up. So you're huffing and puffing a little bit. So it's a little bit difficult. Maybe you can string 2, 3, 4 words together. And then you go back down the hill. It can happen maybe going up a flight of stairs. You get up on your bike, you go a little bit faster. When you're swimming, maybe you take a lap and go faster. It doesn't have to be this whole big surprise programmed type thing. If you can't get to a coach, and a coach can't help you, do something. Get moving in. Get your heart rate up. Get out of breath a little bit. And then there's just straight aerobic workouts where you're going along and your heart rate is at a steady state. It will enhance cardiovascular endurance. Things like running, swimming, cycling. Studies published in Circulation in the Journal of American College of Cardiology emphasize that aerobic activities contribute to improved heart health by increasing cardiac output and stroke volume. It's anti-inflammatory effects. Again, the journal, the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, published research demonstrating that the anti-inflammatory effects of aerobic exercise, regular participation in aerobic activities, has been associated with lower levels of inflammatory markers, potentially reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. So again, the American College of Sports recommendation and the CDC recommends that older adults perform a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity each week. That's 30 minutes a day. To get out there, walk, move a little bit. Don't let it just be a stroll. I don't really ever consider walking a dog moderate intensity because they always got to stop and sniff when a dog that I've been involved with kind of keeps going slow. Though I do see a few people out here on my street walking sometimes and they're moving along, but you need to get 30 minutes and get moving a little bit. Or say you don't have 30 minutes a day, 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic activity. 75 minutes, what are we looking at? 20, 25 minutes, 3 days a week. Right? So it's important to note that well-rounded exercise routines often incorporates a combination of these modalities, strength training, aerobic activity to achieve a comprehensive cardiovascular benefit. Additionally, individual factors such as age, fitness level, and health status can influence the specific advantages gained from each type of exercise. Everybody's different. Remember, consulting with healthcare professionals and fitness experts before initiating a new exercise program is advisable to ensure that the chosen activities align with the individual's health goals and conditions. So if you're looking for a coach, make sure they may have a bachelor's degree. Make sure they're certified. Get some references from that coach so you know that they know what they're doing. Just like a horror story. My daughter was exercising a group exercise and a woman was, I think, 4 or 5 months pregnant. And the coach had this woman doing burpees. Insane. Insane. Just because he's a coach, you get a certification online this weekend if you wanted. So always make sure that you get some references. You know what you're getting into when you're working with a coach. Make sure to always prioritizing safety and gradual progressions when engaging in physical activity. So there you have it. It's also key to slowing down the aging process in your cardiovascular system lies in understanding it and taking a proactive steps. If you need help with it, certainly get a hold of me. I'd be more than happy to just sit down and talk with you about it. see if you're doing is enough. Maybe you need to do a little bit more. Maybe you don't even need to do as much as you're doing. But remember that your heart is a muscle. And like any muscle, it needs regular exercise to stay strong and resilient. So you can look for more information next Tuesday from me. Well, I'll give you some stuff on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.